the familiar sound of swishing wipers indicates that we're in the team car, and I can't believe it. It's time for the Fendrian Podcast 29, week 29. If you've been with us since day one, well done. I should issue some sort of long service awards to people, shouldn't I? But yeah, 2 weeks on, 14 days, 14 short days from 40 degree Alpine weather in the French Alps. We're at 11 degrees and thick, dense Fenland fog to greet us this morning for the show. And yeah, that pretty much sums up the mood, I think, at the moment. I think the end of season blues have arrived. And I thought this week, as we are particularly awash, racing, I'd had to break with tradition and do a little bit on how my season's gone, which you hopefully will find interesting and informative, and maybe resonates a little bit with how your cycling year has gone. In fact, tell us about your cycling year. Tell me, I'm always interested to know. So get in touch with us through one of the various means of communication that we have, be that Facebook, Twitter, even through velorooms.com, who we produce this podcast in association with. So there's a whole host of ways that you can tell us. But okay, how's my season been? Well, you know, I'm in the team car at present. I'd love to say I'm in the team car at present with my bike on the roof, going somewhere nice and scenic to get out there and do some miles. But one, I don't think there is anywhere scenic in this thick blanket of Fenland fog today. And I also am actually going to work. So yeah, not as good. In terms of a cycling season, it's been a really odd one. Last year, just to add a bit of context, was probably the best year I'd had in terms of kind of events and, you know, riding the Tour of Flanders Sportif and both days of the Tour of Cambridgeshire and all of the stuff that goes with that. Started to show a lot of good progress in my time trialing, and you know, then I was all geared up and ready to end the season strongly. And in August, I managed to trap a nerve in my back and also get an infection of sorts that left me with an inflamed kidney. I only got one and a half, so you know, I had to rest. And even though there was a place in that UCI World Tour Grand Fondo in Copenhagen with my name on, having qualified, I was off to Disneyland with the wife and kids in Paris, and nowhere near the bike for quite some time. And it was a particularly unpleasant kind of, it wasn't really an injury, almost just like an ailment, but it took a long while to get back from. Even that in mind, I'd got a coach, and we will do the coaching special soon, but with a coach over the winter, just kind of moderating my rides. It's very difficult for a lot of coaches to work just on heart rate, and especially when you ride single speed in the winter like I do. So then the whole post-Christmas period was about saving up for a power meter, and I invested in a power meter. Didn't go for one of the more expensive kind of, because you don't know, do you? You don't know if you're going to like it. So I went down the PowerPod route. If any of you have seen those, it's kind of like it sits on your handlebars and it measures things like wind speed, wind pressure, air pressure, syncs with your Garmin, looks at your cranks. There's a sensor on the cranks. It looks at your cadence. It looks at the speed and works out from a whole host of factors how your watts are. And looking at independent reviews and various bits and pieces on that, the actually comes out really good. Of course, there's a level of inaccuracy based on against a strain gauge, like a Stages or, you know, a Garmin Vector, something like that. But what it does is, obviously, as long as your readings are consistent, it still gives you a measurement of whether you're improving or not, as the case may be. And it's not, you know, it's not like 300 watts out or anything like that. So really good, easy to set up on more than one bike. Had quite a few teething troubles, as the wife will testify, spanners and things getting launched around the garage. But now we seem to be, touch wood, reasonably consistent at getting that power meter working and over. And, you know, training with power and having an actual plan has made a massive, massive difference to my racing. So in thinking, last year was a good year in time trialing. this year has been much better. Next year, I hope to be better still. I'm not going to share my goals just yet, but they are dialed in, and the coach and I are working towards those, or will be working towards those after this little break that I'm having from the bike at the moment. It's actually been really weird, because having a diary, you know, almost like a pro rider really, that open up Training Peaks app on my phone or my laptop at home, and it tells me exactly what I've got to do at exactly what power for exactly what duration. It's this next couple of weeks we're working on the process of me training, you know, on feel as I want, how I want, and I'm finding it a lot more difficult to get motivated. So that's, we'll see if I get my if you're in this Fendrian Strava page, you'll be able to see tonight whether or not I'm motivated to go out for a little hour of spin after work. That's something for you to judge on. Racing wise, I know we've talked at length about weather and roadworks and all things that have caused that. What it meant really for me was I need racing to get into a rhythm. I'm sure there's a lot of people who are like that. The training is great, and even training with a power meter, great though it is, I've found it really difficult to get into a weekly rhythm, and I like to ride a weekly 10 and then top that up with the odd weekend event. In previous years, it's been kind of sportives of distance. This year, it was 10s. I focused on the 10s. The amount of training time I had, the amount of ability I had, the factoring in, you know, equipment, wind resistance, all of that kind of stuff, meant that really anything much, much longer than a 10, I was going to struggle based on the fact that I'm on a standard road bike with clip-on aero bars, no disc wheels, you know. And so we've worked on the premise that to get the most out of a 10, and that will be the plan again next year. It took a while to get into from the 25 minute 10s into the 24s, but once that was done, you know, I was obviously delighted, disappointed it took as long as it did, but there are a whole host of factors. And when you consider that, you know, 6 Wednesday nights out of 14 in the Club 10 series were off through a whole host of reasons that, you know, if you've listened to the podcast or read the website, you'll know. I'm pleased to have got where I got, and next year hopefully the weather will be kinder, the events will be on, and I'll be able to continue showing the improvement that I've done. But training on about 6 hours a week, I'm fairly pleased with where I'm at, because now those 6 hours a week are targeted and focused, so it's been good. I've missed doing the odd longer sportif. I suppose the big aim, the big target of the season, again, was the Tour of Cambridgeshire. I did both days last year, and despite riding a lot of time trials, I missed out on the time trial, but qualified in the Grand Fondo this year. Every egg was in the time trial basket. And in the week before, I think I was pretty nervous. I felt pretty sick. I arrived at the day, I was pretty exhausted, really, and you know, after a week of wind and bad weather and things like that, the 10 was off in the midweek. Everything that could possibly kind of go wrong sort of went wrong on the day, which was fine. You know, I've accepted that and moved on. I still rode okay. Despite the course being longer than last year slightly, I was quicker than last year slightly. So, you know, progress. Hopefully I'll go down that route again. Whether I'll go with the insurance of you know, given doubling up my options of qualification by doing the Fondo, we'll have to wait and see. They're both, you know, reasonably expensive events, so you know, it's you have to make a decision. You can't enter every event all the time, can you? It's not quite as easy as that with a family. So we shall see. But I certainly feel that, you know, I'm due a ride in that. And it's interesting, if you're a reader of Pro Cycling Magazine, you'll see their review of the Orbea time trial bike in this month's edition, which has just come out, features a bit about the legendary Morben Hill. This was from their guy who tested the bike in the Tour of Cam's time trial. So he talks in quite great detail about the course and some of the roads that, you know, that we know and we love. That we know and we love. Maybe love, it's a strong word. So yeah, in a nutshell, that was my season. In terms of racing, we've got the Eneco Tour on at the moment. We had the LVRC Veterans Road Race locally at the weekend. We'll talk a bit about the Eneco Tour as we build up to the World Championships next week on the show. In the meantime, nothing else really left for me to say other than thank you very much again for your time in listening. I hope you enjoyed a slightly different version. We've had a couple of different episodes recently, obviously with the Tour to the Alps and with this season review. So tell us if you like it, tell us if you don't, and we'll be back next week when we hit the magic age of 30. So speak to you then. Take care.